This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Letitia Stauch chose not to show up to Friday's final court hearing involving her divorce case, according to the judge. Stauch is charged with murdering her 11-year-old stepson, Gannon Stauch, in the Lorson Ranch neighborhood in January of 2020. Her then-husband, Al Stauch, filed for divorce in March 2020, 3 days after Letitia was charged. Officials at the Children's Hospital of Colorado are urging parents to get their teens vaccinated after Governor Jared Polis and the Colorado State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy warned of a rise of COVID-19 cases in children. In April of 2021 alone, there have been 24 additional active outbreaks at schools in El Paso County, more than any other setting. Pope Francis named Father James Golka of Grand Island, Nebraska, the third bishop of Colorado Springs on Friday. Bishop Michael Sheridan introduced Bishop-elect of Colorado Springs, Father James Golka, at the Catholic Pastoral Center in downtown Colorado Springs. The Diocese of Colorado Springs was established on January 30, 1984. More than a dozen students, parents, and community members protested outside the District 11 admin building Friday against officials' decisions to move some schools to remote learning. This is following an influx of COVID-19 cases. The district announced at least 7 schools have been placed on remote learning. District officials said Friday that their goal is to get kids back in person as quickly and safely as possible. After several delays due to COVID-19, a trial date has now been set for a Pueblo man accused of beating his wife to death. 23-year-old Rashad Jackson was in court Thursday for a review hearing. Pueblo police say he was charged with murder in 2020 for killing his wife, Graythonia Jackson. At this time, his trial is scheduled to start at the beginning of August. Well, it's that time of year again. Bears usually awake from hibernation and resume their activity in mid-March, but as April winds down, some of us wonder if the animals are more active than usual this season. A male bear, estimated to be 3 or 4 years old, was rescued Thursday from a tree in downtown Colorado Springs.
Good morning, I'm Storm Tracker 13 meteorologist Marty Benachinque. As soon as you step outside, you're going to feel it's a pretty nice start to the day. We will have some wind today. Clouds will be on the increase a little bit this afternoon. But as far as wind is concerned, I don't think it's going to be as obnoxious as it's been at times over the last couple of weeks. High should reach the low to mid 80s around Colorado Springs. We'll probably make a run at 90 in Pueblo. Canyon City in the mid to upper 80s. And we'll look for 70s around Taylor County. Tonight's pretty mild. Most areas in the 50s, a few spots in the 40s. But we will be cooler tomorrow with a chance for some rain and maybe some thunder. That's weather on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.